writing here about and encouraging the saints of God to be committed to the Lord, to stand fast. And he comes down after having mentioned all the various parts of the armament, which is all one piece, really. You can't have one without the other. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The word one is not in your King James, but it is there. It refers to Satan himself, the fiery, the wicked one. 1 John 5, verse 4, John writes, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." It is not our faith in the sense that it has its origin with us, but it is the faith of Christ imputed to us, given to us by the Holy Spirit of God. So Paul says that we should take the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And he concludes this by saying, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We are to be always praying. Praying in supplication and in the Spirit. Effectual praying is in the Spirit and watching. Watching. There's questions as to what exactly that means. It does mean without sleep, losing sleep. Seasons, long seasons of praying. Our Lord prayed all night long on occasions. Watchings thereunto with all perseverance, persistence in prayer, and supplication for all saints. We are to pray one for another. And he then says, not only are you to pray for all the saints, but pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul having to ask for boldness? And yet it is a common thing among all of us that we feel at times intimidated, fearful. Paul seemed to have been overcome somewhat, maybe with fear when he was at Corinth. And the Lord told him in Acts, you'll read there, as he was at Corinth, "Be of good courage, Paul, for I have much people in this city." I would have thought that the Apostle Paul never needed to be encouraged, but he needed to be. And in that occasion, as he faced the opposition there, that ungodly people, he was fearful. In the 18th chapter of Acts, I'm reading to you, the Lord speaks to Paul and he says, "Be not afraid. Be not afraid." Verse 9. "But speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the Word of God among them. Evidently, Paul was fearful. So if the Apostle Paul could become fearful, it's not surprising then that all of us at times become fearful. But Paul says, "Pray for me that utterance may be given to me." Speech, language, the words, the message, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And the reason for that, in verse 20, he says, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." God's ministers are ambassadors. They are representatives. Not only is it His ministers, but all of God's people are representatives. You will meet people that I will not meet. I will meet people that you won't meet. But individually and personally, we are ministers. And we are ambassadors to represent Christ. And it is Christ that they see in our lives, our conduct, our behavior. And it is that first image of Christ, that first impression of Christ, that will be either good or bad, negative. Unfortunately, there are many Christians in which their impression or the image, the testimony that they give to the world is a bad testimony. How oftentimes you've heard people say, well, if that's what being a Christian is all about, I don't want any part of it. That's shameful, painful, harmful. And yet God is able to even overcome that. But it ought to be that we would all be concerned and be burdened that God would help us to be the right kind of ambassadors. Our government has been embarrassed at times by the ambassadors that we have sent to other countries, how they have conducted themselves, how they behaved. And it's brought a reproach on our country. But much more so is those who are ambassadors of Christ, how they have acted in such a way, much higher position it is to be an ambassador of Christ than to be an ambassador for America. But when we have, when we live a life that is unbecoming, wherein that we are overcome by Satan, we are not true ambassadors of Christ. But the thing that Paul requested was that they would pray for him, that he would be bold, that he would preach on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gospel that Christ had burdened him with. The latter part of the chapter reads this way, but that you may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother, and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you may know our affairs, and that he may comfort your hearts. The church at Ephesus was concerned and burdened about the Apostle Paul. There were several churches that helped him and assisted him, and certainly this church at Ephesus was one that was concerned, and he then is concerned about them, that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. We wonder why the Apostle Paul was led by the Holy Spirit to write those last words in sincerity, in honesty, with integrity. Grace with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Our Father, we pray that you would bless your word to our hearts. Guide us in the understanding of it. I pray indeed as we take leave of this congregation that you would go with us, that you would enable us to preach the word of God boldly in the places that we should go with, that you would bless the men that come here to preach, that you would bless them with boldness. Bless this congregation, Lord, that they would indeed be a hearing congregation. May we be faithful to each other in praying for one for another. May you be pleased, Lord, to hear the prayers of your people and your saints throughout the world as we uphold one another in prayer. We're thankful that we have a God who hears prayer, who's able to answer prayer, who is the Almighty, all-present Savior. In His name I pray and ask these things. Amen.